Mark 14, let's look at, I'll read verse 17. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. So we know this is evening time, the start of the day. It's like midnight to us. And now go down to verse number 27. We see the same idea. Jesus said, "All ye shall be offended because of me this night." So we know the time frame right there. Night time. That's the start of a Hebrew day. And now go down to verse number 41. And now we see the betrayer. Verse 42 we'll read. "Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand." And so, and immediately while he spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12. And so we see Jesus was betrayed that day as well. Look at verse number 54. Not only was Jesus betrayed, he was also, verse number 54, Peter follows him. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest. And so he's betrayed by Judas on Nisan 14. And then he also has Peter following him. And we see at the end of that verse, "and warmed himself at the fire." So again, you would do that at the nighttime. And now go down to verse number 66. And who shows up at verse number 66? Peter. Peter shows up. And so on that same day, not only is he betrayed by Judas, Peter's following him, but now we find out he's also denied by Peter. And we get all of that information all the way through the rest of Mark chapter number 14. We left last week, I think we said, we looked at the hours, and we know the day is counted by hours. So first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth hour. And what we didn't get in the book of Matthew was what time Jesus was crucified. And so we get that now in the book of Mark. So read verse number 24. Let's read that together. 24 and 25. Ready? Go. "And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him," that's being Jesus. So the third hour, if the first hour is 7, you got sunset or sunrise. Both are 6. Sunset, 6 p.m. Sunrise, 6 a.m. And so when you get to 7, they call that, okay, that's the first hour, 7. When you get to 8, that's the second hour. And then when you get to 9, and it was the third hour, and they crucified him. So Mark chapter 15, verse number 25, that third hour on our watch is 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock a.m., 9 o'clock a.m. So the Hebrew night, 6, we looked at all of that stuff with Judas and Peter, and they made a fire, and it was night, all of that stuff happened, and now by the time the sun rises, now you've got first hour, second hour, third hour, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Now, this is going to make sense because Jesus is crucified. It's 9 a.m. It's light out. And, of course, it's light out. It's during the day, right? So now let's keep reading. And I would like us to read verses 33. Let's look at verse number 33 and 34. Let's read those two verses together. "And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" So if the third hour, they put him on the cross on the third hour, that is 9 a.m. Well, when was there darkness? That's right. That is right. So, during that time, you had 3 hours where it was supposed to be the sun shining. And so God literally turned the sun off. So in the middle of the day, for 3 hours, it went completely dark. This didn't happen at night because at night you wouldn't have to turn the sun off. So the sun was fully out, and so God turns the sun off. And for 3 hours, there is complete and utter darkness. This wasn't an eclipse, and it didn't have anything to do with how the moon and the earth and the sun lined up. God just flipped the switch, and that was it. And it was darkness. Now, there's some really good preaching there that we won't get into. I'll just mention it. But when God poured His wrath upon His Son, it was a private matter. God turned the lights out. There's some preaching for parents there. Us as parents, if we have to chastise our children, it shouldn't be out in the middle of the public's parking lot for everybody to see. It's a private matter. It's something between the father and the son, the parents and their children. It shouldn't be a spectacle, you know, a parent just wearing their kid out in the middle of church. That's not at all what biblical chastisement is. But anyway, God turns the lights out and He pours His wrath upon the Son for our sake. Praise God for it. And now we have verse number 34 we read. Look at verse number 35. And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, "Behold, he calleth Elias." And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, "Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down." And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. If it was dark for 3 hours, ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice. That ninth hour, when Jesus cried out, that ninth hour would end up being what time? 3 p.m. Okay? 3 p.m. From 12 noon to 3 p.m., the sun was turned off. It was completely dark. That ninth hour, Jesus cries out with a loud voice. He gives up the ghost. That ninth hour is 3 p.m. That's when Jesus gives up the ghost. So how many hours? There's 24 hours in the morning and day, in that Jewish day. There's 24 hours. We are at 3 p.m. And so how many hours are left before Nisan 15 comes to play? Three hours. 4, 5, 6 p.m. Okay? Okay, we got it. So Christ, as our Passover lamb, He died and gave up the ghost on that day. But look at verse number 42, because we're going to get into something new this morning. Verse number 42. The Bible says in Mark 15, 42, "And now when the even was come," because it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before, what? The Sabbath. Brother Will had a great question. It was a question that was for this lesson, which was a great, it was right in timeline or to ask it. So, Passover was also considered the day of preparation. They had to prepare, which is why it was called a preparation day, because Nisan 14 is the Passover, but Nisan 15 is called what in that verse? Verse number 42. Sabbath. It's called Sabbath, right? So you've got 2 days in that verse. Passover, which is also the day of preparation. They're preparing, they're doing things. Uh-oh, there's another day. The next day is coming, and it's a Sabbath. You see it? Verse 42. And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is the day before the Sabbath. So the preparation day isn't the Sabbath day. It is the day what? Before. That's right. It's the day before the Sabbath. Okay. We got it. Well, it must be Good Friday, because the Sabbath is Saturday, and it has to be Good Friday because that's the day before the Sabbath. Except that is not completely true. Number one, we'd already talked about it. It can't be. It can't be the weekly Sabbath, because Good Friday to Sunday, does that add up to 72 hours? It does not. It does not. So we have a problem. Let's see if we can solve the problem. We'll need Luke 23 and Leviticus 23. Luke 23 and Leviticus 23. Luke 23. All right, Luke 23. Go all the way down to verse number 53. Luke 23:53. Let's read that together. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation. We've already established that the preparation is before the Sabbath. Jesus dies at 3. There's 3 hours left in that day. We see in Luke chapter number 23 that the day of preparation was the day that he was laid in the tomb. And it had to have been done before 6 p.m. because that would have been Nisan 15. And that would have been the next day, which was the Sabbath. They were not able to do anything on the Sabbath because they were Jews. They did no work whatsoever. Well, I don't understand, because there's if it's not Saturday, what Sabbath is it? All right, let's keep digging in our Bible. Go to Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Leviticus chapter number 23. And let's read verses. We're going to read this together. Leviticus 23. Let's read verses 5 through 8. Through 8. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. 7 days ye must eat unleavened bread. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. So it was a holy convocation. This was a special Sabbath. It was not a weekly, it was not the weekly Sabbath. At all. The weekly Sabbath was on Saturday. Wednesday, Jesus died and was buried in the tomb. That was the Passover day, Nisan 14. Well, Nisan 15 starts the Feast of the Days of Unleavened Bread. That lasts for 7 days. Well, the first day of Unleavened Bread and the last were considered Sabbaths. They were special Sabbaths. So they had to get Jesus' body in the tomb on Nisan 14, because Nisan 15 would be considered what, girls? The Sabbath. The weekly Sabbath? No. What Sabbath? It was a special Sabbath. Who knows? That holy convocation, that start of the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So Nisan 14, one day Passover, and then you had the next day, the 15th, started the Days of Unleavened Bread, and that first day was considered a Passover. Go to John 19. John 19. John 19, and look at verse 28. All you young people, stand on up. Stand up with your swords. And you want John 19. And I would like you to read verse 31 together. John 19, read verse 31. Ready? Go.
The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day, besought Pilate with their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away.
All right, now follow me along in that verse. What day did the body have to be taken down? Verse number 31. It was the preparation day. Right. It had to come off of the cross because what was the next day? The Sabbath day. And that Sabbath day in John 19 is called a high day. It was a high or special Sabbath day. So Jesus had to have died and he had to have been buried all on Nisan 14. Because Nisan 15 starts the Feast of Unleavened Bread and that first day is a Sabbath, nobody is able to work. You cannot do any work. All right, thank you, young people. John 19, the last verse. Let's read John 19, 42. Let's all read that together. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. So he was buried on the preparation day. Go to Mark 15. Mark 15. And look at verse 46 together. Mark 15, verse 46. And he bought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in the linen and laid him in the sepulchre, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone under the door of the sepulchre. That had to have been done on the 14th because they wouldn't have been able to do any of those activities that's considered work on a Sabbath day, which was the next day. So Jesus died. He didn't die on Good Friday and then rise again on Sunday. Jesus died. It was on a Wednesday. Nisan 14 is when Jesus died and was buried. Nisan 15... If Nisan 14 was Wednesday, what was Nisan 15, Milani? It was Thursday. And the Passover is done, and now it's the start of what feast? Josiah? The Feast of Unleavened Bread. The first, how long does the Feast of Unleavened Bread last? 7 days. The first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is considered what? A regular day or a special high Sabbath day? That's right. That is right. You got it. You got it. Okay, verse 16, chapter 1 of Mark. You should be right there. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. When did they do that? It wasn't on Wednesday. Christ died and was buried. It couldn't have been on Thursday because they couldn't work. It was a Sabbath day. So it had to have been, what day are we on now? Friday, Nisan 16. See that? Nisan 16. Wednesday he dies. Thursday's the Sabbath. They can't work. Friday they can actually bring spices. They can do stuff. It's not a Sabbath day. So that's how that timeline works out. Go back to Luke. Luke 23. Luke 23. Luke 23, look at verse, okay, 50, let's read verses 54 through the first verse of chapter 24. Let's read that together. We'll start in verse 54 of Luke 23. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the woman also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Let's stop right there. Well, wait a minute. I thought Thursday, Nisan 15, they rested. Well, yeah, that was a Sabbath. The first day is a special Sabbath of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Well, now it's Friday, and they're doing all this spice stuff, and right? But now they're like, man, we got to get it done because, well, there's a Sabbath. What Sabbath is that? The weekly Sabbath. So by the time frame, Jesus dies and is buried. And by the time he rises from the grave, Milani, how many Sabbaths are occurring? One or two? Two. Are you sure about that? Two Sabbaths. What's the first Sabbath? What day is that on? Thursday. What's the second Sabbath? What day does that fall on? Saturday. So you have two Sabbaths happening. The special high Sabbath and then the weekly Sabbath. Let's read verse 24. The first verse of chapter 24. Luke 24, verse 1. Ready? We'll read together. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Now, the ladies are not going to the tomb in the dark. That wouldn't be safe, and they wouldn't be able to see. So we see that they are going... when? Early in the morning. Okay. But before they did that, I want to look at one phrase at the last part of chapter 23. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. What does that mean, according to the commandment? The ten, right. That's right. So it was according to the commandment. In other words, it's pointing back to just confirming, okay, this is the weekly Sabbath. Exodus 20 and then Deuteronomy 5 is the other cross-reference for that. And it gives according to the commandment. What commandment? The law of Moses, that commandment that was given to the Jews. Now, when we read Luke 24, verses 2 and 3, does it say that Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week? What does it say? It says they found nothing. It's an account of the ladies getting there the first day of the week. It's an account of the ladies showing up on Sunday and they don't find anything. So if we count, if we believe the prophecy found in Matthew 12, 3 days and three nights, Jonas and the Son of Man being heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. Then if Jesus is, if it's Nisan 14 that Jesus has died and is buried, and he has to be 3 days and three nights in the tomb, what day did Jesus rise from the dead? Wednesday, Nisan 13 or 14. Thursday, Nisan 15. Friday, Nisan 16. Saturday, Nisan 17. That Saturday would be a Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath. You know when Jesus rose from the dead? If it was Sunday morning, that would have been 3 days and four nights. So biblically, Jesus didn't rise from the dead Sunday morning. Where we get that sunrise worship service is not the rising of the Son of Man. It is the rising of the solar sun that Egyptians and Chaldeans have worshipped all throughout time. So Jesus didn't defeat death on Sunday. The ladies show up and he's not there. Because if he rose from the grave on Sunday, you would end up having Thursday night. Right? So Wednesday at 6 starts Nisan 14. Then you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Is the math making sense? Making sense? Go to Matthew 12. We'll do one more thing. Matthew 12. What is Sunday named after for our calendar, our solar calendar? Sunday is the sun god. Monday is who? The moon god. Moon's day. Tuesday is what? Tyre. Wednesday is Odin's day, Wednesday. He's the a god. Tyre is his son. Thursday is what? Thor's day. Thor, the sun god, Thor.
I thought he was the god of thunder.
Thunder, yeah. Thor is the god of thunder. That's right, Jamin. Yeah. Friday is the god Freya, Friday. That's Odin's wife, supposedly, in Greek mythology. So all the days that we have are all named after solar calendar Egyptian and Chaldean god. Now, there's nothing we can do about it. So if you wanted to technically be as biblical as you can be with our language, we wouldn't say to people we worship on Sunday, even though we do. We would say, well, we worship on the first day of the week. That's when Christians always have traditionally, see through the book of Acts, they met on that first day. So people say, what day do you meet on? The first day of the week. I mean, there's nothing you can do about some of this stuff, nor do we need to trouble ourselves to try to change it. We just know, just for our own knowledge, how that comes about. But in Matthew 12, this is cool. We looked at this prophecy. Matthew chapter 12, verse number 40. Let's have young people. Why don't we all read this nice and loud? Matthew 12, verse number 40. Young people, stand up so you can stretch your legs a bit. Verse number 40. Are you ready? For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. That prophecy has to be fulfilled. Now, what is interesting about this prophecy in Matthew 12 is this. Look at the beginning of the chapter. Matthew 12, I'll read the first two verses. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn, and his disciples were in hunger and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, Behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. So Jesus gives this prophecy at the end of Matthew 12, about 3 days and three nights from Jonah. And he gives that after the chapter starts with the Pharisees giving them a hard time about what? The Sabbath, right? And doing work on the Sabbath. What does he say in verse number 8? Young people, read that one out loud. Matthew. Once again. And now Jesus completely blows their mind, like he always did to the Pharisees. And he's going to tell them something. Well, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. And then he says, hey, guess what, guys? Look at this. Verse number 11. And he said unto them, because they said, oh, you can't heal on the Sabbath. You can't do nothing on the Sabbath. He's like, fellas, it's probably, I'm paraphrasing, but it's probably best y'all just be quiet, because I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. And then he says in verse 11, and he said to them, what man shall there be among you that shall have one sheep, and if it fall into a pit on the Sabbath day, will he not lay hold on it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? Wherefore, it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. You know what Isaiah says about a pit? He says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. In Revelation, you know what hell is referred to as? The bottomless what? Pit. Do you know when you find the word pit in the Bible, there's a context of the word pit that means hell? Jesus completely blew their mind. There's a lot of preaching in this chapter, but one doctrinal truth that is important to realize, Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. And if men are going to be dropping into hell, I am going to die on a cross, be buried for 3 nights and 3 days, and on the Sabbath day, the third day, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to defeat death. And I am going to rise from the grave because I am not letting any of my sheep die in a pit. And he rose from the dead before 6 p.m., the start of what we would call the first day of the week or Sunday. He had to have gotten out of the grave by 6 p.m. Sunday because he's the Lord of the Sabbath. That's our Savior. Wrap up a few loose ends on those 3 days and three nights next Sunday. School, and then we'll get into something else. But any questions? Now be the time to ask. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Right. That's right.
Okay. So before 6 p.m.
Right, because 6 p.m. would have been the start of Sunday, and they weren't going to come out during the night because it was dark.
Okay.
So very early in the morning, So they got through that Hebrew night, the first 12 hours, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And then 6 a.m. the sun rises, and now they're showing up at the tomb to find nothing there. Right. So they realize Sunday morning, oh, he's not there. But he had come up from the grave to get 72 hours. He had come up from the grave right before 6 p.m. And I'm going to tie a few loose ends up on that next week, but it's looking forward to that first day. There's some good truth in doctrinal truth in that too. So, everybody get all it? Okay, love it.
Our days change each year, like with the numbers.
Yes.
So how do you know that it's a Wednesday?
Well, because on the lunar calendar, it was following the new moons. It's not following the same way that our calendar follows. It would be the same day when that month would start, and I believe it was a technical Jewish day was 29.5 hours. And so what the Jews did, I believe this is right, you have to check me out on this, that they had their days either as 29 or 30. And so it was always the same day. That's why in Acts 12, people say, well, Easter is a mistranslation, but it's not a mistranslation. They say, well, Easter is really just another word for Passover, but it's not, because when you read that, matter of fact, we'll look at it next week. What comes first? Passover. What comes next? Days of unleavened bread. Well, in Acts 12, it's completely flipped. They say Herod, he intended to wait until after Easter. Well, the days of unleavened bread have already passed. Easter, if you're going to say it's Passover, it doesn't happen after the days of unleavened bread. It happens before. So that date changes based on the sun god and the solstices and all that. The pagan's date always changes. Yes, ma'am. Correct.
Okay. So we just know what days it was that he died on that 14th of that time. But the 14th of this year would be a different day.
Right.
Of our calendar.
That's right, of our calendar, because it's a solar calendar.
Right.
Because
it's impossible for us to know to celebrate that on our calendar.
Right. Because I don't think he wants us to have these special high holy feast days. He gave that to the nation. He wants us to now, well, it's the Lord's Day. Well, he rose from the grave, and now his burden is light. His yoke is easy. Find rest in him. And so every day we're finding rest in the Lord. That's where our rest lies. He is our rest. He is our Lord of the Sabbath. So that's the idea. And then remember, we looked at those months. Those lunar months would fall in the middle. So that's it on that. All right, next week we'll wrap up some things, and then we'll get into some other neat things.